Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Scary moment for Tank Dell. He was shot at a, I guess you call it a gathering in Florida. The reports are that he's fine. He's on his way back to Houston. Nothing life-threatening. Was kind of an innocent bystander. I guess a fight had had broken out. The suspect, a 16-year-old kid, being held on no bond, according to Will Kunkel, Fox Sports. I guess they're going to have a news conference about it in 20 minutes or so. But, yeah, Tank Dell, scary moment for him. Definitely could have been a lot worse. Seems like it's not going to impact his football. But just happy he's alive, honestly. That was wild to wake up to. You saw that Tank got shot was the text I got. I was like, what?
We were sitting out there at the park, and my son said, I said, no, check that. Well, it was true. Not only wild, just like the good fortune when bullets are flying, dude. And you don't know what's going to end up, but we'll see just how severe some of those his injury is, if it's lower extremity, if it affects anything, but shouldn't be anything long term.
The ones that got away, guys that you would have liked to have seen in a Houston Texans uniform. Now, the cost to trade up on day two did seem to, like, it just kept increasing. Like the trade up cost, it damn sure wasn't the Jimmy chart. There were some high prices. We saw Philadelphia, they were paying a high price to move up. It was right before the Texans, and when you saw that, you were just kind of like, okay, well, this is going to be expensive. Who were the ones that got away?
Well, didn't get away because they were taken, the first two anyway, didn't get away because they were taken before the Texans drafted. But Ladd McConkey was one I kind of had like a dang it. And then really, I wasn't real high on Keon Coleman, as you know, but I sure did like him after I heard from him, which we'll hear from him later. But the ones that I felt bad about were the two, you know, we talk about Kool-Aid, but Cooper DeJean too, was taken at cornerback ahead of the Texans. So those were two, and then you could have had Edgren Cooper. We'll see what kind of player he ends up being, but people are high on him. And then in the third round, the two were that clearly they didn't prioritize the running back position as high as we thought they would, because they could have had Blake Corum or Marshawn Lloyd and didn't have those. So I would say those, Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid, Edgren Cooper, Corum, and Lloyd.
Kool-Aid McKinstry for sure. And after he left, I would have loved to have seen him take Adonai Mitchell or Cooper instead of Lassiter. I get it. It feels like a need pick, which that's fine. We'll see how it ends up being. But I anticipate that we're going to be a little bit familiar with Adonai Mitchell. You put him opposite of Michael Pittman Jr. Mm-hmm. You have the threat of one of the best running backs in the league and Jonathan Taylor. Indianapolis was a game away from the Texans last year. I think Adonai Mitchell might be a little bit of a pain. Would have liked to have seen him here. Wide receiver could be a pressing need next year, depending on what happens with Nico and Diggs, Woods, Brown, all on the final year of their deal. So I would have kind of liked to have seen you add Adonai Mitchell. The Colts did it. You did not. Cooper, You spoke about the linebackers, would have liked to have seen that. And then one of these elite running backs, whether it was Jalen Wright, whether it was Marshawn Lloyd, one of those guys, I really would have liked to have seen the Texans get to where you feel good about a guy. Not saying, well, maybe he can make the team based on kickoff return, but a guy who you feel like could potentially help in games and add a different element that you don't have at running back. Those kind of hurt. I was glad they got Stover, the tight end. They needed tight ends. And then as far as the rest, I'm not trying to just stick to Texas guys, but I thought that Whittington, I didn't know he was going to go as early as he did in the fifth round. I thought he could have been a sixth or seventh round guy. But when the Rams draft a slot receiver, especially when they draft him earlier than he's supposed to go, it just kind of makes me a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, they got Cooper Kupp on day two of the draft. Then they took Puka last year around the same area, and then they already have those two guys, and they add Jordan Whittington. It automatically just makes you think, okay, what do these guys know?
They know something.
That perhaps the Texans didn't know, especially given the fact that CJ was talking about Ricky Pearsall and having someone in kind of the slot. It just makes me wonder, okay, if the Rams like him at slot receiver, what are we doing?
No, that's absolutely reasonable. And there's athleticism. We all know about that. And there's nothing wrong. I mean, Texas had some players this year. That's not like a Texas thing. That's a players thing. Because, you know, I felt real high about Sweat. Not even as high as the Titans, apparently. But the only ones I really, really kind of wondered about, and they answered it because they brought in the safety, was Corum and Lloyd, available in the third round. Two good running backs. Like that would have been one where I don't know if I'm going to question it, but I was – as it was happening.
Yeah, the Mitchell thing, I do think that's something to keep an eye on. I don't anticipate that going well. I would be very surprised if 2 years from now we're not looking back at that and saying, damn, the Texans could have had him, and now he's in Indianapolis, and they have Lassiter. That one just, it doesn't feel great. Chris Ballard, we'll hear what he had to say when we go around the NFL. There were some reports that perhaps he's attitude and the old diabetes kind of came into play as well, but yeah, that's where it is. I don't look at this as a short-term draft, though. I think this was kind of that two-year window that Nick Caserio always speaks of.
In certain cases, for sure. In others, I think there's going to be some opportunities, as we've been talking about, for people to maybe make some noise and get up the depth chart. Adonai Mitchell, he's going to be up the depth chart. He's going to be immediately a factor.
He is definitely starting.
Yeah.
What did you make of Kool-Aid McKinstry going the pick before? Do you think that he was going to be the pick that they were going to make?
In my heart, yes. We'll never
would
know.
Would you feel better about Lassiter if they passed on Kool-Aid to get him, or do you?
Oh, absolutely, right?
Well, on one hand,
if they were both there?
Yeah, on one hand, you say, okay, there's nothing they could have done about it, so they took Lassiter. But on the other hand, you say, okay, well, they had their crack at both of them, and they went with Lassiter instead of Kool-Aid. We'll never know that. They'll never admit that. But I find a hard time. Like, do you think they take Lassiter over Dejean and McKinstry?
No way, right?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, just in my opinion, there's no way. They have their board. Somewhere there's a list of their cornerbacks. Somewhere they have it. And if Lassiter is above DeJean and Kool-Aid, well, then maybe. But I gotta believe that, first of all, the Saints made that move, too, for a reason. Because they had to believe whatever intel they had that the Texans were going to get Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was the chance.
Yeah, so that's clearly what they thought.
Were there Kool-Aid chants at the draft party, Figgy?
Nah, it was a lot of people that was upset that Kool-Aid went off the board, though. It was like a big known, it was like very known.
The assumption that Blake Fisher, the tackle out of Notre Dame, is drafted for depth. I do wonder, a couple text messages, a couple of comments. What if Blake Fisher just comes in and beats out Titus Howard?
Okay, then he beats him out. I've been saying that all day.
It's pretty expensive.
I've been saying it since they drafted him. And I don't mean to be redundant, but there is a reason that he was so high, that he was picked so high. And that attack, you know, like two years ago, whenever they drafted Kenyon Green, You draft a guy that high in the first round, he's going to be an immediate starter. You got to put him in. You expect him to be a starter. Second round is only slightly, you know, different than that. Left tackles get drafted in the first round and become starters.
This could be just to avoid having to draft one in 2 years, though.
Could be, but again, that's a lot of equity that you're putting in one position in the second round. That's a premium position. To just say, well, we'll see in 2 years. I don't know. they're going to see what he has. Yeah, that's for sure.
Listening to all the kids talk, it's a likable group for sure. From Lassiter to Stover to Bullock to Fisher. I mean, it's a likable group. They do seem to have, when you talk about a type, just kind of the makeup and stuff. I did find it interesting that the split was 3-year players on day two and then 5th-year players on day three. I don't know that that's a type of thing. I think that's just Casario just really being able to mix it up and look for the good in different situations, different scenarios.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessarily an approach or a philosophy, but you get into late day two into day three, you're looking for like that one NFL quality that can translate, if nothing else, to special teams. And those are the veteran guys that have been around, you know, and stuff like that. Like, look at their picks. A lot of those guys can be pretty versatile.
I told you that there were going to be 3 starters from this draft class by midway in the season, who would you say those 3 starters are?
I got you, man, because I was looking at that.
Who would the 3 starters be?
I would say Lassiter.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Lassiter, because he could maybe be nickel or something else. Who knows? You know, so Lassiter, Fisher, sorry. I mean, sorry,
Lord.
He's drafted there for a reason. How many times can you hear me say that? And this is not very, you know, creative. I would say Bullock. Let me take that back. Stover.
Okay, Stover over Schultz?
No, over like 2 tights or something. Like he's going to be, you know, he's the blocking, tough guy, all that stuff. So I would say Lassiter, Fisher, and Stover.
I would say Bullock. Lord. I would say Bullock. I guess Lassiter. Don't feel confident in that. And then maybe Hill.
Why are you staying away from Fisher, man?
Because I don't want to believe. I don't want to believe that they gave a guy a contract extension to be one of the highest paid tackles in the league, and he's not better than a second rounder.
I don't want to believe it either.
No, I mean, I don't believe he's one of the best tackles in the league, but I just kind of find myself not wanting to do that. I think on the text line, you let the offensive tackle develop, and then he beats out Howard or Tunsil. That's the plan. In 2 years, not necessarily saying that he's better than either one of those guys, but you're going to have to make tough decisions. We see Buffalo having to do it. We see Miami having to do it. When you get to that point, you have to make tough decisions. I think both Baltimore and KC, yes, they've had to say goodbye to starting left tackles in the last 4 or 5 years once you start paying the quarterback. So perhaps the Texans get to that point. If you did draft a guy that was going to be a first-round talent, then maybe you draft him to be an improved depth piece and you avoid having to draft a tackle 2 years from now. So maybe it's kind of a checker slash chess type of thing, but who knows? Interesting draft to say the least. I don't think if you laid it out like this before the draft that even the most optimistic Texans fan would be saying that looks great, but who knows? It's it's one of those things where can't grade it after a year. Sometimes it takes some time, and that's how I look at it. I gave it a C, which you passed, and we'll see what happens and how this all plays out. Coming up, the craziest sounds from the draft. Let's go around the NFL next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.